VMN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. Did I miss something in that last question, by the way, about the defects and item not received? Did she say something about the case being opened before the delivery window had passed?
She said one of them actually opened a case the day he bought the product.
No, that's not possible. He shouldn't, not for item is received. He shouldn't have been able to. So I need to know the details because that's not possible while the item is in its delivery time frame. If you go to open, and I've actually done this myself to prove it, if I go to one of my buyers, my sellers that I bought from, and the item is something I purchased yesterday, and it's, you know, the soonest delivery was 4 days, or even 3 days, and I go to try to open a case, it tells me I can't, and it actually shows me the tracking, and says, you know, where is this item? You have to wait before you can file the case. The only time that's not the case is if you haven't uploaded tracking. So tracking needs to be uploaded in order to receive that window of protection.
Got it. Thank you, Griff.
You're welcome.
Now we go to Silicon Valley for our tax time report with Chris Rhodes, brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Now to Chris.
A critical point missed by many sellers is the need to keep good records throughout the year. One expense that is often overlooked is mileage tracking. Make sure you track mileage after each and every business trip and record it. Mobile applications, such as the one provided by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, available on both Android and iOS, are a great way to keep track of your expenses while on the go. Remember, Organization Now will help you be prepared for tax time next year. This is Chris Rhodes reporting from GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay accounting on autopilot. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that report. Griff, we have another contact us, and this one is very interesting. Not that they all haven't been, but this is from Janet, known on eBay as Genealogist for Fun. We recently had 7 listings removed by eBay for a violation of eBay's choice policy, saying we cannot use multiple variation for completely different items.
It's true.
The items were for flatware. Each listing was for a specific brand and pattern within that brand.
Yeah.
Such as Oneida, Myros, etc.
So they had different brands in the same listing?
Then they offered a choice of pieces, knife, dinner, fork, salad fork, each within that brand and pattern. The note said, quote, you can offer variations in size, color, and configuration in the same listing as long as the items are otherwise identical. Our question is, why our listings were in violation since they seemed to fall within this guideline and eBay allowed us to list that way to begin with? But to be proactive and avoid suspension of our account, we took down our other 65 or so listings. And we've noticed that similar listings by other sellers are also being removed, down now to about 1,500 from nearly 5,000. Is it possible that eBay will change policy to allow us to list flatware as a multiple variation item? It is such an easy way to let buyers know you have other pieces in this pattern.
Right.
Thanks for any clarification you can give us.
So I need to understand, in the same listing, were they selling different brands of flatware?
Okay. The listings were for flatware. Each listing was for a specific brand and pattern within that brand, such as Oneida, Myros.
Right, so then each listing offered, was... Wait.
Go ahead.
So each listing was for a specific brand and specific pattern, and the choice was for different pieces.
Right, knife, dinner fork, salad fork, etc.
I don't know why. I have no idea why that doesn't qualify. So send me an email and I'll ask.
Okay, I'm going
to... Send it to griff at ebay.com.
And I'm also going to forward this to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do that right
now. So I understand how it would be a violation if you had different brands, and even within a brand, different patterns. That's pushing it too far. But if it's a single brand, single pattern, and you're just offering different pieces of flatware,
right,
like a knife, a
in
spoon,
the same
a fork,
brand.
Yeah, that I don't get. And because we have it set up so that you can do that, and each one could be a different price. So if you have to get more for a fork, the price would be different for the fork. So I don't get it. Let me figure it out. I don't know why. Somebody probably made a change of policy. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. You know, you're feel free to call and, you know, talk to Griff and say, Griff, I think you're wrong. If you think Griff is wrong, he doesn't mind. Do you, Griff?
Wrong about what?
Anything.
About facts? Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind.
Really? Call in if you have any other ideas for any of these people who are in trouble here with certain things. So I'm reading from the chat board.
Yes.
Let's see what we have here. So many categories are missing really obvious item specifics, and a lot have irrelevant ones, too. For example, you would think that size would be a default in categories such as jewelry and watches and clothing, shoes and accessories.
But it is.
The one that makes me nuts is main stone in subcategory fine jewelry, rings, precious metal without stones. I wish we had a pipeline to give feedback on item specifics.
So I want to back up because I don't know about jewelry and watches. It's not a category I use. I use clothing, shoes, and accessories all the time. Size is a default for those categories.
Right.
And the one that makes me nuts is main stone in subcategory fine jewelry.
Right.
Rings, precious metals,
mm-hmm.
without stone. I wish I had a pipeline to give feedback on item specifics. Well, you do. Call my email address.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that seem odd. If it's for the precious metal without stone category, why would it have an ID for a specific for main stone? That doesn't make sense.
No.
But if you have specific requests, the best way to make it known is actually to start using them as custom item specifics. eBay does track those, and if they're popular enough, it'll make it a default.
Griff, we got an email this morning. I think you got it, too.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What's it about?
Ms. Wood.
Oh, yes, yeah.
She was pretty angry, I think.
Yeah, I responded.
Okay, she just sent us a contact us. She says, I've read through the entire update. It still makes no sense to me that eBay would accuse us of being defective if the post office makes a dumb mistake and the customer opens a case because they prematurely think they're not going to receive their item.
And so I'm going to take issue with this. I said this in my response to her. We do not use the word defective. We do not call sellers defective sellers. That's her in her mind. We use the word defect for the transaction.
Okay.
You got to stop taking that personally. That's not correct about it, the defective seller.
Okay.
I already responded to her. I don't know. Did she have something else she wanted to say?
She said, please read through my email I just sent you both during this radio show, which we did read. If the item was not even supposed to be delivered until at least one day after the case was opened, eBay should not count that case as a defective transaction. The transaction was perfect.
We don't count it as a defective transaction.
The mail carrier made a mistake.
I'm not going to let this one go. It's a defect. The transaction has a defect scored against it. But I don't want to see the word defective used. We don't use that word ever. And I may personally disagree with the fact that we chose the word defect. When I went into this looking for what other term it could be used, I came away from the meeting thinking, yeah, I see the point. There really isn't a term another term that would work. But I said there are going to be people who are going to take this personally. My advice to you is to not take it personally. I know I'm not trying to invalidate your feelings. I'm trying to tell you that in business, on the marketplace, this is the reality now. There are transaction defects. It doesn't mean that you're a defective seller. Don't take that on. That's not healthy. That's not what the intent is. And in this particular case, my answer, I'm sure I responded to this. I'm not showing it as a sent response, though. Let me look. Maybe it's sitting on my other... Maybe I started to answer this on my other machine, and then I had to come down here.
Yeah, she acts as if we hadn't read it.
And that's another thing I need to explain. We both, in the contact us and my own email, I still get a lot of emails. My response is, I'll try to answer you as soon as possible. Please don't assume that I haven't read your email. If I get an email, you will get a response from me, or I will, as I say in my auto response, I'll forward it to the right person. But in this case, this is one I would answer. And the way this works, and this is, I do remember, I haven't finished answering it. It's up on my other machine because I'm downstairs in the radio room. This is what happens in a case like this, is you escalate it, and then a rep will score it, de-score the defect. Is that the elegant solution? Absolutely not. I want to see something a lot easier, but that's how it works right now. Number one, don't take it personally. Don't get upset. Don't waste time with this. Just escalate the case and ask a CS rep to look at it. And if the package, if this was definitely a mistake, as she says, where the mail, the carrier entered, delivered, and
I think she's even got a note from the woman at the post office saying that.
She doesn't even need the note. Just, you know, just escalate the case and a CS rep will de-score it and then move on. But don't take this person. Every time I hear a seller say this, I'm thinking, well, okay, I understand that as a human feeling on one end, but you're setting yourself up for really, it's not going to work if you're going to take that position that I'm a defective seller. No, you're not. You're not a defective seller. You're a great seller.
You're a good person, too.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, today's very last segment. Stay tuned for more. The eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Communicating your international shipping policies in a concise manner will help you reach more customers in the global marketplace. For instance, letting overseas buyers know that they're responsible for customs fees or that they may experience customs-related delays. Just this little added information will help them feel more comfortable buying from your listing. The more assurance you can offer to your buyers that you understand their purchasing experience, the more favorably they will view what you have to offer. It's time to expand your business globally. So remember to think of your international customer's perspective when you compose your listing. And who knows, maybe soon you'll be seeing repeat sales from overseas.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
The lights are on in the packing room. I wonder if the new guy we hired came in early today.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm just testing this bubble cushion roll here.
Well, that's the last roll we have, and we need every bit of it for our client's shipments.
I'm really sorry, Sam. It was just so much fun.
Ridiculous? Well, maybe so. But the reality of being short on vital supplies is not something you ever want to have to encounter. There is good news, however. Bubble Fast. If you find yourself short on shipping supplies, call Bubble Fast right now. They have a full line of eco-friendly products, biodegradable packing peanuts, padded mailers, and much more. And BubbleFast offers free shipping on most items. BubbleFast carries what you need because they are shippers too. Give them a call, won't you? Right now at 877-599-7447. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 261.
Do you have a Facebook business page? Social Sandy Garcia is a social media coach and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Office Threads. She has this tip for newbies posting on Facebook.
When you have a new page and you don't have a whole lot of followers and you have very little engagement, which is going to be where we all start, only post once a day at most. If you post more than once a day and nobody is responding or engaging to your items because you only have maybe 30 or 40 or 50 followers, Facebook is going to consider you to be spamming. So posting once a day for a new account is sort of that sweet spot.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
And today's very last segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Hey, Griff, it's time to visit our current calendar events.
Good. Let's go there.
All right. So what we've got coming up this weekend is the Kansas City eBay Seller Meetup Group. Secondhand pickers present Wrap It, Tape It, Box It, Bag It shipping on eBay. And if you want to, it's 5/17, Saturday, May 17th, 4 o'clock to 5:45 p.m. at the Kansas City Public Library. If you want to know more, just please go to our archive page. Up in the top, it'll say Seller Resources. Hover over that, and then you can click on Seller Events, and you can see our calendar. Next week, on the 20th, which I believe is Tuesday, it is, the Southern California E-Commerce Sellers Group is presenting Sourcing and Selling Designer Brands. And that's happening Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Tuesday, May 20th. And you can find out more by clicking on it on our calendar. You can even find a nifty link in order to be able to get with these people and find out more about it if you want to. So there you have it.
There you have it.
Griff, we have a contact us with a question from Tammy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, known on eBay as Urban 802.
Sure.
Why is there no longer an option for RSS feeds in the eBay store? If you go into your eBay store marketing section, the option is no longer there.
Is it not there? I guess not. So if you go to manage my store, I hate the way this link goes. And I remember seeing this. I don't know why.
Can you find out?
Send it in as a request.
Okay, I'm going to forward this to you then, Griff.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not there.
Okay, let's do that. Do it that way then, all right? So, if you would like to attend our eBay Radio Party and Conference in June, and we keep saying it's sold out, it's sort of sold out.
Sort of.
We want 300 people there, and so, and no more. In fact, I'd like 299 to tell you the truth, because you never know. We don't want to get in trouble with the fire marshal. So we're managing the top end of this very carefully. And we're like at 285 right now. We have 15 more seats open. So if you go to ervegasstandby.com and put your name on it right now, you never know. You may get in. In fact, people that put their name about a week ago have already gotten in, because we couldn't get in touch with the next three people in line. So if we have three openings, we contact the people. If we don't hear from them pretty quickly, we go on to the next person. So go to ervegasstandby.com. So Griff, is Howie coming with you to Vegas?
Coming? No, he can't.
Oh, he can't. Okay.
No, he's got to work.
Okay.
So he's taken quite a few vacation days.
I noticed.
He's taking some right now, in fact.
Really?
Yes, and it's just as well. He doesn't really enjoy Vegas. He doesn't really have an interest in selling on eBay, so he doesn't want to hang out. He came that one time, and it's too hot for him that time of year to be in Las Vegas. It drives him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So no, he's not going to be there.
For some reason, I thought he loved it and you didn't.
Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Hmm. I think he dislikes it more than I do, in fact.
Oh, Edie from Santa Monica just wrote us back about the material content question.
Yes.
The filters do not pick up anything that is not spelled exactly like the drop-down menu.
Oh, okay.
And
so add it. What she should do is add it as a custom item specific.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's simple enough.
And then see what happens.
Okay.
Try it again.
All right. So, we've made it easier for you to get to the eBay Radio chat board, and we really have a good time in that chat board every Tuesday and every Thursday while the show's going on. All you do is go to ebayradio.com and click the big orange Listen Live button, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player.
Group Chat?
The one you're listening to us on right now.
Yes.
Group Chat. That'll take you through community sign-in direct to the eBay Radio group page. And where some people are getting confused, even if you're already signed in to eBay, in order to get into group chat, you have to sign in again. So, and so, it's very simple. I mean, you click on that group chat on the eBay radio player. It'll ask you to sign in again. And then it'll direct you, take you directly to the eBay radio group page. And then you scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand button. And the chat board is always the top discussion post. And it has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's date right in the title. So that's how you get into the chat board. Right below the chat board, the second discussion post is the eBay Radio Group newsletter, and you want to sign up for that.
All right, so my thanks to Classy Souls, who posted just now, for the RSS feed, you need to go to Manage My Store and then Listing Distribution, and there it is. So it's, again, that should actually be a little clearer because I missed it as well. Just go to the Manage My Store page, look for the icon for Listing Distribution under Promotional Tools, and click it. And you can activate your RSS feed from there. So many thanks to Classy Souls for that tip.
And remember, eBay sellers, pat yourself on the back because this week is National Small Business Week. You are helping commerce flow throughout the United States and, in fact, the world. And we're very proud of you for doing so. We thank you for being with us each Tuesday and Thursday.
Wow. That's the end of the show.
That's it.
I was surprised. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We'll be live on Tuesday, May 20th, with our regular eBay radio show from 11 to 2 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you there. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to Cabbage with a K.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.